You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. I love them. And when you need them, and you will, go to bigblacktrucks.com. Terry Stacy here, along with Mel McMahon, the original Indiana original.
Good morning.
Hey, pal.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy September.
Happy September to you. Happy Labor Day weekend to one and all. I hope you're enjoying this three-day weekend. Lots happening around town. You can do just about anything, but right now we're going to focus on the local. Since we're kind of Labor Day-ish, let's talk about local
businesses. Yep. Let's do it.
They make a difference.
So if you are a new listener to this show, every Sunday we bring on an Indiana Originals member. This is a business owner that has their business headquartered here in Indiana. They keep it locally owned and operated, and they are not part of an out-of-state franchise. So what we do is we try to simplify your search for local businesses, because lots of people want to buy local, shop local, use local. But if it's not easy to identify and find, we're probably going to go to what's most convenient.
Yeah.
So we help you out with that.
You do help us out with that with a very friendly website as well. Easy to get around. The website looks gorgeous, and it is. It really makes shopping for that particular item you're looking for very simple.
And it's pretty and works.
And it's pretty and it works.
Which is a big challenge in the IT world.
Absolutely. And if you want to be an Indiana Original, you can. Membership is open. Go to IndianaOriginals.com.
You are so good at that, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can do it in my sleep.
I want to introduce our Indiana Original this morning, Tamara Hofbeyer, Chief Everything Officer, President, Founder, and Supreme Empress. Is that what we were going for?
I think that's it.
Yes, of Standout Custom. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks to both of you for having me.
And thank you for this beautiful gift.
It's gorgeous.
Oh my goodness. I was so excited. One, Terry and I love presents.
We do.
Absolutely
Who
love
doesn't?
Presents. And I want you to tell us about what you brought me today, because this is absolutely gorgeous.
Sure.
And everybody can have one if they want one,
Everybody needs one. So I have brought you a 30-ounce insulated stainless steel tumbler. It is perfect for both hot and cold drinks. It's got a snap-on lid. You can take it in your car. You can take it to the beach. You can take it on a picnic. You're going to have it at your desk all day, every day. Keep yourself hydrated. They're awesome.
And what makes this one unique?
It's unique because it's got a custom logo on it that says Indiana Originals.
Yes, it does. If you go to our Facebook page at Indiana Originals, you can see what we're talking about. It's absolutely beautiful. And here's the trick. I didn't order 500 of these. I didn't order 5,000. I didn't have to order even 20 of them.
That's right.
You made this before you came in today.
That's right. We made it just for you, just a single piece, just for you, because we do in-house decoration. We can turn stuff around super quick like that.
Even business cards?
Even business cards we can do very quickly, yes.
What about a frisbee?
Frisbees. I can do frisbees.
Koozies?
Absolutely.
What about a koozie?
Koozies. Everybody needs a koozie.
Let's stop making koozies.
Tamara, tell us about the promotions world. If people, aren't business owners, if they haven't had to order tchotchkes before, they may not be familiar with what your business does. So tell
us
about it.
Yeah. Plenty of people are familiar with the idea of promotional products as being the cheap giveaways, the things that you get when you're out at some event, pens and little things. We really like to turn that on its head. We're all about allowing companies to express their brand message through products that really connect with their target audience, things that are useful, practical, things they're going to keep, things they're going to cherish. And when they look at them, they're going to think of your business. So that's our take on promotional products, is to really help these businesses get their brand message out there in a high quality way.
And these minimum orders, those can be a big challenge for some businesses.
They can be. Yeah, absolutely. Especially with a small business, you're just starting out. You'd like to look professional, but you don't want to have to buy 200 of something. Absolutely. There are ways that we can do things for you, like we said, as low as one piece if needed. And that's something that can make a difference when you're out there putting your business in front of people. You really can look professional and like you're on point. So,
how did you get this started?
Well, I've been making products for a really long time. I come out of sort of a retail business background. We've done a lot of our own manufacturing. I had a mail order catalog for many years, had my own retail line, and I was always making products for people on the side. eventually we got to the point where we decided we wanted to grow the business. I brought my partner in, who's Jeff, who's sitting in the studio with us today.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Say hi. And he decided he wanted to come and work with me after many years in IT. So we said, you know what? Let's take the idea of making custom products and turn that into more of a full-time business. So now we help businesses and organizations of all kinds do that. And we make a lot of our own products as well as working with companies all over the world.
I want to know what's really popular right now, or what are some of the hot items. I mentioned the koozies. People tell me, I don't want any more of your koozies.
Right.
So what are really good items right now that, as you said, people will keep and really want to get their hands on?
Yeah, and I think that's really the key to what makes something a hot item is these days, especially with so many millennials in the workforce, we're seeing a trend towards more experiences, more practical items, things that are useful, less advertising and more gifting. So while we're still putting people's company names on their products, it might be a lot less subtle. And it's something like a tech piece, a computer bag, something that people are going to use every day that is more about them and less about the company. That's a big trend right now.
Let's talk about something little, though, that some companies could get maybe, you know, 1,000 of. They're going to a festival and they just have X amount of dollars, but they need to supply a lot of little items that might be very popular right now.
Sure. We're finding things like power chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a cell phone, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
You're out there at some event and your phone dies. So power chargers are really big. Apparel is still a really huge category for us.
T-shirts.
Everything from
hats.
T-shirts to high quality clothing.
How's the chip clip doing?
The chip clip is on the downturn. Yeah. We don't do a lot of chip clips.
I have a chip clip from every radio station I have been on.
Too,
they had a good run. They did.
They really did. The little pop-up things that you put on the back of your phones.
Do we have
enough of those now, too?
Well, those are still pretty popular.
Okay.
Phone rings and pop sockets. Yeah. Anything, like I said, anything to do with tech certainly is big. It's such a big part of our lives right now.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that business owners have made when ordering promotional products? What
koozies.
Are things they need to think besides koozies?
Absolutely.
What are things they need to think about?
Well, they need to think about it's an investment. It is not something that you do just because somebody told you you should do it. And so don't go into it with the idea of everybody's on a budget, right? We all want to save money. Don't go into it thinking, I'm going to just get those cheap plastic pens because somebody told me I had to give something away. If it's a throwaway thing, save your money. Invest in something that makes sense, that's going to be appreciated. And if that means you get less, or you don't do it at all, or you hold off until you've got the funds to do it, that's a much better, smarter investment. Don't waste your money on stuff that nobody wants.
And make sure that your art is readable. Is that a big one?
Please, yeah.
Don't have 14 colors on your logo.
Yep. Work on your logos.
It is. You know, and that's one of the things with the Indiana Originals logo. You know, we made it simple on purpose because you get charged based on how many colors are needed to print a logo. And so if you have a 4-color logo, that price is going to be different than if you have just 1 color.
Yep.
You know, and we learned that from the very beginning. It's a way to save money in the long run, just thinking about your art.
Very good.
Yep, absolutely. The best thing that a company can do when they're looking to work on their logo is to hire a designer who really knows what the printing processes are and how that can affect what you do. So there's a lot of web designers out there who do beautiful work, can create a gorgeous logo. I can't print it.
That is definitely good food for thought.
Yeah.
Tamara, thank you so much for joining us today. Besides IndianaOriginals.com, how can people get a hold of you?
StandoutCustom.com. We are on the internet. Feel free to browse our website. Reach out to us. We'd love to have you come to our showroom up in the Northeast Side and talk about what we can do to make your business stand out.
Oh, I like going to a showroom.
You need to go to the showroom,
where
Terry.
You can find that kind of stuff.
I mean, try on 50 different hoodies.
I really do love that kind of stuff. And we do, every festival I go to, everybody's got a table and everybody's passing out something. So I think what you're able to do for people, and again, you're local, support local, I think is awesome, because it is, you know, I mean, I can't tell you, I'm passing out bags and people have them filled with all kinds of everything except koozies.
Right.
and chip clips.
We're going to have a celebration of life ceremony for koozies.
For koozies and chip clips.
Yeah. I think we should. It's so great to have you here with us. All right. Mel, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. It is IndianaOriginals.com. And yes, there's room for you to become a member as well. Check in with Mel McMahon. She is the best. Today's top stories are coming up next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. I'm going back to Indiana. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.